against Russia. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. World leaders are stepping up to help Ukraine as Russia shifts its military offensive in the country.
Russia is regrouping in the east, and the Pentagon warns that Russia is gearing up 60,000 reservists to enforce the new offensive. The U.S. is sending a Patriot missile defense system to Slovakia, and that's because Slovakia is donating an S-300 air defense system to Ukraine to support the country's military capabilities. Other world leaders joining in as well. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is meeting President Volodymyr Zelensky to discuss financial and military aid.
Fox's Alex Hogan. And the White House faces a COVID-19 outbreak amidst the Supreme Court confirmation of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson.
While much of Washington continues to buzz about the latest COVID-19 outbreak hitting high-level government officials, including the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, at the White House they tried to keep the focus on the High Court's newly minted Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, who was set to take her seat on the High Court later this year when Stephen Breyer steps aside. An achievement, said Mr. Biden, despite what he claimed was rough treatment during confirmation.
Fox's Kevin Cork. And California officials react to a new law in Florida known as Don't Say Gay.
Sex education in schools has become more than just a hot topic. Los Angeles County officials now stepping up their objections to Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law, banning staffers from official travel to the Sunshine State because of it. The LA County Board of Supervisors voted to bar staff members from taking any official trips to Florida to send a message that they won't support what they call egregious behavior. The controversy over the parental rights in education bill that was signed into law by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. It bans the discussion of gender identity in kindergarten through third grade, which some critics have blasted, calling it the Don't Say Gay law.
Fox's Laura Engel. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The case against two men in an alleged plot to kidnap Michigan's governor may not be over.
A federal jury in Grand Rapids found two men not guilty in an alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020 over her strict COVID lockdowns. Though jurors could not agree on a verdict for two other men, Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr., resulting in a mistrial. Croft's lawyer, Christopher Gibbons, says he's ready should the case against his client be retried. Governor Whitmer's office in a statement saying the trial is normalizing political violence. The accused have always maintained that they were victims of a setup by the FBI. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Meanwhile, a federal jury has begun deliberating in the case against a former Virginia police officer charged with storming the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. The jury for the trial of former Rocky Mount police officer Thomas Robertson deliberated for more than 4 hours on Friday without reaching a verdict. They will resume on Monday. One of Robertson's attorneys urged the jury to acquit Robertson of felony charges that he armed himself with a weapon and stormed the Capitol to overturn the election results. Plus, President Trump is taking his Save America tour to North Carolina, and some Republicans are questioning his endorsements there.
Ahead of the rally in Selma tonight, south of Raleigh, some of the candidates who will speak are holding fundraisers, as will the former president for his MAGA Again PAC. Trump has endorsed Congressman Ted Budd in the Senate primary. Budd's in a tight race with former North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory. He's also endorsed Congressman Madison Cawthorn and newcomer Beau Hines. All of them are expected to attend tonight's rally, but some Republicans in the state's 13th district say Trump should not have endorsed Hines as he hasn't lived in the district. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said Cawthorn lost his trust after Cawthorn recently said his fellow congressman in D.C. did drugs and invited him to orgies. McCarthy said there is no evidence behind his statements. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.